learned the Gemara here, as soon as I learned it, it reminded me of this tshuva of Rabbi Akiva Eiger. This tshuva I once mentioned in another shir without the Maramakim, and I got many who told me that there's no such thing. Rabbi Akiva Eiger couldn't say it. And they're right, Rabbi Akiva Eiger couldn't say it, but he did. Rabbi Akiva Eiger here, and I'll explain where he's coming from. Rabbi Akiva Eiger, incredibly, asked Akasha, how is a man allowed to be bayal his pregnant wife? When he's bayal his pregnant wife, he's being bayal his daughter, who's in his wife's womb at the same time. He's a baal vitai. That's Rabbi Akiva Eiger's kasha. Now that kasha, which sounds ridiculous, really comes from the Gemara. The Gemara says that if you have an animal, a para that's pregnant, that's carrying a child, and someone does a maisa iser with the mother, there's a revia, which means a maisa nus with the animal. So the Gemara says not only is the mother possible for a carbon, but so is the child. The lashon of the Gemara is, Rava says, a heave of lada nirbu. It's also a maisa nus with the mother, and was saying that it's chal on the child, that the child also is nirva. The Rishonim say that this Gemara holds ube yerechimayu, that the ube is a part of the mother, and when the mother is nirva, so the vlad is also nirva. So Rabbi Akiva Eiger asked this kasha, that, well, it's a logical kasha. If the Gemara says it about an animal, then it's a maisis nus with a pregnant animal. The mother animal and the child and the vlad. If that vlad is a paraduma, then it's possible, or if it's any animal, it can be used for a carbon. So Rabbi Akiva Eiger asks, so the same thing, if a man is bayal his pregnant wife, he's baal bita. So, it's not logical.
No.
Okay. But if when you're marvia an animal, you're called being baal on the vlad, so why when someone's baal al ishta, he's not called baal on the vlad? That's Rabbi Akiva Eiger's kasha. You're being bond of blood. That's what Rabbi Akiva Eiger asks. And even more, because when you ask people the kasha, and then you say, so what does Rabbi Akiva Eiger answer? He says, yeah, you are being bond the bas, just the bas is less than 3 years old. There's no issues, no son of bas less than 3 years old. So it really makes you very strange. No issues, no son of on a child less than 3 years old, even there's an Isidra Rabbanon, it's Zerah Levatala, which is not Zerah Levatala here, Rabbi Akiva Eiger says. So the Teretz makes it like even stranger than the Kasha. So the Tiferes Yisrael, there's a Tiferes Yisrael in this Rabbi Akiva Eiger. He says that. He says, why Rabbi Akiva Eiger ask? She's carrying a boy, so then it should be a Maaseh Zinus with a boy. It should be even worse. It's even worse. But there is, I don't know exactly.
But the boy is Chayiv Misa.
And his daughter is also Chayiv Misa.
No, it's not. It's an Isser.
And his daughter?
It's not. Misa B'dei Shemayim. This is Misa B'dei Shemayim.
Okay. This is the problem. It's interesting. Excuse me? So that you're saying, the relationship with the animal is improper in the first place, the relationship with the wife is mutter in the first place, which is what the Beryl said. But it doesn't answer the question. If halachically, over yerechimai means, someone's bayal an animal, the bia is on the vlad, so if someone's bayal a human being who's pregnant, then the bia should be on the vlad. Why is the one different than the other? What's wrong with the question? There's something wrong, but what's wrong with the question?
There's no bia on the second of the animal. It's only on the first.
But the Gemara says on both, Heva Vlad and Nirbu.
But it's not actual.
But the Gemara says Heva Vlad and Nirbu, whatever the Gemara says. Now, it's interesting that Tiferes Yisrael in Temura Perek Vav, this Gemara is also in Temura, in Bayaz Gimel, he quotes it, he doesn't even want to say who says it. Re'isi b'sefer shagadl hador echad. He writes, I saw in the sefer of one of the G'dali Hador, shakarv yatsalar, shehiksha, and he brings this kasha. He doesn't even say Rabbi Akiva Eiger's name, and he'll get in trouble. And then he writes, "B'michilas kvay terasa hagadayla kanayim oma hadamilsim." When he's half asleep, he wrote this. That's what Tiferes Yisrael writes. was half asleep. Rikimega printed the tshuva. He was alive when the tshuva was printed. And the son of Shleimega was the editor for the tshuva. So there's got to be something to it. And the question is, first of the question is, what's shver? The Gemara says, l'chayr it's good, but really what shver is this? If you hold ubi yerechimai, so when you buy all day, you buy all the vlad. But if you hold ubi yerechimai, then it's not your daughter. It's a yerech of the mother. So mamanashach, ibo belevi, lav yerechimai, it's your daughter. But then there's no such thing that if you buy all one, you buy all the other. This says in Rashi and Tmura and Taisa Sanhedrin and the Rambam, that this Gemara is going like, Rava ut shas always holds ubi yerechimai. So the problem is manashal. If it will be yav lav erechimai, see not being boiled the daughter. If it will be erechimai, then the daughter is it's not the daughter; it's a mother. So the whole Rabbi Kiva Eger, maybe wrote it lechadeid. He wrote it to his son in a letter, but there's got to be some svara that Rabbi Kiva Eger wanted to teach us. The Gemara is saying ubi zerechimai. It's taka part of the mother, but as a part of a mother, it's the yerech of the mother, it's now a nirva. So now when that yerech grows into a full-fledged animal, it retains the psul that it had. Okay? Now, the well, in our Gemara, the animal doesn't have to be its own animal. It could be a yerech of the mother. And now the yerech of the mother, it's a nirva. And now, when you take that, and when Rabbi Shalom takes that, it gives birth, that yerech grows into a full animal, it's growing from a psul. It's growing from something that's possible. It seems. But now it's his daughter. Now it's his daughter. Okay, maybe it doesn't. Now the Gemara says that an uber in the mother's womb, if the father's a kain, the mother's a Yisrael. While the uber is in the womb, the uber has a din Yisrael. It's such a Gemara. I want to tell you, you cite an ubi yerechimai. I want to bring it out with the halacha lemaisa case. The poskim talk about the din of a woman who's pregnant with a kayin. Let's assume the husband's a kayin, and the wife is pregnant, and she asks, could she go to a levaya? Could she go to Beis HaKfaris? Maybe she's carrying a boy, a kayin. So, the Gedalei HaPoskim, the Shach and Magen Avraham talk about this. The Shach says that you're allowed, the pregnant wife is allowed to go to a Beis HaKfaris. Why? Why? Huh? We had a Ksubis last year. Because it's sex veika. What's a sex veika? Maybe it's a boy, maybe it's a girl. And even if it's a boy, maybe it's a nefil. Right? So it's a sex veika, so he says you're allowed to go. What? If it's triplets, yeah, if it's twins, you have a problem. Okay, it's good. It's a good question, but what? Yeah, they didn't let Bechlal, any pregnant woman, there's such a hanhaga that pregnant women shouldn't go to Levayas Bechlal. But here we're talking about the Isser of Kayin. So the Shach says, it's a Svek Svek and you could go. Magen Avraham says in Hilchos Shabbos, when he talks about Chinuch, he says there that there's a heta called Taira Balua. The kitzur is, the halacha is if you swallow a ring, swallow it's a mishnah. You swallow a ring; it's in your stomach. You go into an oil ames, and later the ring passes from the body. The ring is tar, because that's tara balua, it's swallowed up in the body. So the Magen Avraham says a heter called tara balua. However you explain that nowadays, a tremendous nafkamina if it's al svek sveka or it's tara balua. Why? Say people take a sonogram. There's no svek sveka. They know it's a boy. So if you have the heter of Tara Balua, so they have a heter. If your heter is Svek Sveika, then you don't. It's interesting because the Mishnah Berurah brings the heter of Svek Sveika in Shin Mem Beis by Dine Chinuch for Shabbos. He brings the Svek Sveika heter, which when you do a sonogram doesn't apply. But anyway, this is the Tumah. So Sefer writes, he doesn't know what you're tumbling about. Well, what are you tumbling about? Ubi Yerachimai. And the baby is not a Kayin, the baby is a part of the mother. So Dobi is Yisrael. Dobi is a part of the mother, Ubi Yerachimai. So what are you making a tumult? He writes in a tshuva, he doesn't understand. Well, the Shach, I'm going to draw, you can't just slug them off like this. But he says, Ubi Yerachimai, the Vlazi Yisrael. So what's the issue? How?
Because he said that if he boiled the mother, then it's like being boiled the daughter, it's like being boiled the mother.
Right, if you mean the whole chain, then you're right. We'll get to it. The aside in Ubi Yerachimai, which at first of all Kamat says, doesn't say Beferish, but the aside in Ubi Yerachimai is this: really, an Uber is a separate human being. An Uber, we don't look at it as a limb of the mother. When you talk about, let's say, being Mechal Shabbos to save an Uber. So we're Mechal Shabbos to save an Uber. We don't say the Uber is a limb, and we go with the halachas of saving a limb. We look at the baby as a separate human being unto itself. Another example is by Kaparis. By Kaparis, it says in halacha, what I'm going to tell you, it says that if a woman is expecting, she takes two, a chicken and a rooster, in case she has a son, she takes a separate one. So the Vlad is a separate Vlad. There's a Gemara in Sanhedrin, it says, when does the neshama come to a baby? So I think Antigonus and Rebbe had a machloikis, when the neshama comes. It says, Mishas Yitzira. Mishas Yitzira, the Yitzara comes to a baby, Mireni Mishas Yitzira, Yisretz Zuabana Mikirba. The Vlad is really a separate entity. Ubi Yerachimai doesn't mean that the Vlad is only a limb. All Ubi Yerachimai means, I think in all the cases in Shas, is that the halacha that's chal on the mother is chal on the child. If it's chal on the mother, psul nirva, then the child has a psul nirva. If the mother is a treifa, then the child's a treifa. If you're meshachra the mother, she becomes a bas Yisrael, then the vlad is meshukra. Those are the three cases in Shas where it says, Ubi Yerachimai. The vlad is a separate human being. Yerachimai doesn't mean it's a limit of mother. Dov is a separate human being. The Raya is our Tosis. Tosis says, the whole Gemara is saying, if somebody's Marbeya, the mother, then the child becomes Pasul. So Tosis says, what do you mean? If someone puts a package on the back of the Parah is working, a Parah Duma that's working is also Pasul. So why don't you say, if you put a yolk on the pregnant mother, the animal is possible. That's not Moshkiach, the Revia. So the answer is, and Tver Yisrael says, is that the baby is a separate entity. If the mother's carrying an oil, the baby's not carrying an oil. There's no halacha chal on the mother, because the mother has oil. The mother's not a carbon, it's not a paraduma. No halacha. The mitzias, the separate entities. In halacha, they're halacha, that's chal on one, is chal on the other. So what? What about it? What about it? It's the same thing. If you shecht the mother, then it's the b'kor is shechted. It's very good. Right? If the mother is geshechted, then the vlad is geshechted. Any halacha that's chal on the mother is chal on the vlad. Then b'kor is tak a good raya. If it's a din that's chal, then it's chal. But the metzias is separate metzias. So by revia, where there's a halacha being chal on the mother, somebody's merabeya, or b'yarachime, the psul is chal on the vlad. You want to boil the vlad. The psul is chal on the vlad. When someone's boil his wife, there's no halacha that's chal on the wife, that should be chal on the vlad. There's no din that's chal on the wife, that's chal on the vlad. So you're being boiled on the mother, and not being boiled the vlad. That seems to be, in the klolim of b'yarachime, seems to be the correct mahalach, which is pretty much what the Bayaz says here. In Kedushin, there's a sugya of someone who pokes out the eye of the Vlad, of a Shifcha, where the Gemara seems to still go with such a mahalach also. But anyway, the point is that this seems to be the correct pshat in Ubi Yerachimai. The Vlad is a separate entity. Mechal Shabbos to save the Vlad, and Kaparis if you hold it to Raya, and the baby has its own its own yetzahar already. It starts to avada bikirba. But the din of Ubi Yerachimai is only a din in the halachis that achal the mother achal on the flat. Now, still, why Rabbi Kiva Eger wrote this? It sounds like, you know, he wrote it l'chadei tatalmidim. It's a letter to his son. It's interesting that he printed it. And seems it was written l'chadei. I don't know. It's a separate tshuva by itself. Like, it's not just the agav law in the middle of a tshuva. It's printed as a separate tshuva onto itself. And it's one of the marvels of Kisvei Kaidish of Rabbi Kiva Eger is this idea. Yeah. Bail. Right. But there's no, I hear, because he's saying there is a din. But there's no chalois din on the mother. Nothing is chala on the mother that should be chala on the vlad. Kiva Eger is a great cat. The first Rosh says, according to Rabbi Kiva Eger, how are you allowed to shech the pregnant para? You're over on oisei ve'espinoi. Great kasha. You shech the mother and the vlad the same day, like the shechita is a ben pekuah. It's on the vlad. What? So the vlad should be a zayna. So you're saying is you boil an erva, so then the uber should also be a zayna l'gabe kuna. Maybe. Machinami or v'yerachima. It should come out that way. It should come out that way. So here the bas should be, but here it's not chal on the mother of psul zayin. Okay, I don't know. It's like you go through life. You can't go through life without knowing about this Rabbi Kiva Eger. So, okay, it's one of those. The thing is, it's such a geschmack of Rabbi Kiva Eger. Unfortunately, it's not like the Shabbos table type of discussion. But, you know, when you're traveling somewhere with a chavrusa, you tell this Rabbi Kiva Eger, he will not believe you that there's such a Rabbi Kiva Eger. Anyway, a good Shabbos table.